Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. What a wonderful promise Jesus gives us. Life is so hard sometimes. There is so much work to do. We have so many responsibilities. There are so many burdens we carry. But Jesus promises us rest. In Jesus' day, one of the primary burdens the people carried was obedience to the law. Now, I need to clarify that statement. The law itself was good. God gave His people the law to help them live good, moral, and safe lives. It was meant to help them and to guide them. But the teachers of the law, down through the centuries, made the law a burden. They did this by adding thousands and thousands of rules and regulations to the law that God gave Moses. Listen to William Barclay describe what the teachers of the law did. He writes, "The law lays it down that the Sabbath day is to be kept holy, and that on it no work is to be done. That is a great principle. But the Jewish legalists had a passion for definition. So they asked, what is work? Now, all kinds of things were classified as work. For instance, to carry a burden on the Sabbath day is to work. But next, a burden had to be defined. So the scribal law lays it down that a burden is food equal in weight to a dried fig, enough wine for mixing in a goblet, milk enough for one swallow, honey enough to put upon a wound, oil enough to anoint a small member, so on and so on, endlessly." So they spent endless hours arguing whether a man could or could not lift the lamp from one place to another on the Sabbath, whether a tailor committed a sin if he went out with a needle in his robe, whether a woman might wear a brooch or false hair, even if a man might go out on the Sabbath with artificial teeth or an artificial limb, if a man might lift his child on the Sabbath. These things to them were the essence of religion. Their religion was a legalism of petty rules and regulations. Now that's just one slice of one commandment within the law that God gave Moses. Can you imagine trying to obey all of those petty rules and regulations? It would be almost impossible to know them all, let alone do them. Jesus came to set the Jewish people free from the burden of the law that the scribes and Pharisees believed was true obedience to God. The good news of Jesus Christ is that we are saved by grace, not by the law. There is nothing we can do to save ourselves. No obedience to the law will suffice. But God has saved us by the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ. So we are no longer burdened by the law. We are set free by the grace of God. Now we are burdened by different things today. The rules, values, and expectations of our modern world can easily and quickly become a burden for us. Almost everyone these days wants to make lots of money. There's tremendous pressure to become rich. The belief is, if you make lots of money, you'll then be free to do all the things that you want to do. But the truth is, money enslaves us. The more money we have, the more money we want. The pursuit of money warps our values and pulls us away from God. We become self-centered in the extreme. We become slaves to money. I read this week about a man who admitted to a friend that all he wanted to do was to become rich. So he worked super hard, and he did become a millionaire. But then at the age of 55, he had a severe stroke, and he's now crippled, confined to a wheelchair, and barely able to speak. So did the pursuit of money give him the freedom that he wanted? We all want to be successful. It's drummed into us at a very early age. Go to the best college, get the best job you can get, advance in your career. So we work hard to achieve success. And very often we are willing to sacrifice family time and personal time to reach those goals. And very often we don't care who we hurt or what it takes to reach the goal. We are bound and determined to succeed. But success ends up binding and imprisoning us. We become slaves to success. We all want to be popular. We desperately want to fit in, to be accepted and liked, to have friends, to be in the in crowd. So we make sure we wear the right clothes, have a great body, say the right things, do the right things. There's constant pressure to be liked, to be popular. We become slaves to popularity. Now you can take almost anything this world offers us, and it so easily and quickly becomes a burden, becomes something that imprisons us. And we become weak, and powerless, and very tired. Jesus offers us rest. But to do that, we must take His yoke upon us. Now that's paradoxical, isn't it? A yoke is a burden, and yet that burden will give us rest. The two truths don't seem to go together. But there's a deeper truth at work here. Jesus is telling us that only when our lives are bent to His will, only then will we be truly free. Only when we take on the yoke of submission to God will we be free. Jesus promises us that His yoke is easy. The Greek word is chistos, which can mean well-fitting. When an oxen was fitted with a yoke, they were brought in to be measured. A carpenter then roughed out the yoke, and the oxen was brought in again, and the yoke was cut and sanded to fit that ox exactly. The yoke, excuse the mixed metaphor, the yoke was tailor-made to fit the ox. There would be no chafing or discomfort, for the yoke fit him perfectly. There was a legend in the early church that Jesus, the carpenter, made the best yokes in all of Galilee. Jesus creates the perfect yoke for each of us. God tailor makes our yoke so that it will be comfortable. And when we wear the yoke of Jesus, that's when we find true freedom. There is great freedom when we give our lives to God through Jesus Christ. Paul, the Apostle Paul, experienced that freedom as he struggled with this power of sin that he talked about in Romans this morning. He realized that he was a slave to sin, that he couldn't do what he wanted to do, what God wanted him to do. And he ended up thanking God who would rescue him through Jesus Christ. Jesus frees us from sin and death and the power of the evil one. Jesus frees us from all the things within us and within this world that try to bind us and burden us. When we take the yoke of Jesus upon us, we are freed from our own selfish desires, and we become free to be the person that God wants us to be. That is true freedom. William Willimon tells a story of a young attorney he knew. This attorney had been called to interview for a prestigious law firm. It was a great visit, first class all the way. This young man really liked all the lawyers that he met. And all went well until the last couple of hours of the visit when one of the members of the firm casually mentioned that one of their clients was a company that ran all the video, poker, and gambling operations in that state. This young lawyer was shocked. He said, "There are a couple of questions which are up for grabs, but that's not one of them. I believe that such activities are a sign of bad government. They are wrong." "But it's all legal," replied one of the members of the firm. "It may be legal," replied the young lawyer, "but it's not ethical. I could never represent a company that makes money from human frailty and ignorance." It came as no surprise when the young lawyer was not offered a job with that law firm. Willimon expressed his regret to his young friend. And this is what the young lawyer said. "Actually, I feel great. I'm grateful that they gave me the opportunity to clarify who I am and what I want from the practice of law. I'm okay. I now have a much better idea of the kind of law I want to practice. I just feel sorry for them because I know that many of them feel the same way I feel. But they are trapped in the system and can't get out." Willimon asked him, "What makes you so confident, so bold to live your life this way?" "I'm a Christian," he said. "I'm not just living my life on the basis of what I want or just by what seems right to me. I'm trying to live my life as Jesus might want. I just try to ask myself the simple question, what would Jesus do?" That young lawyer is free because he wears the yoke of Jesus Christ. He's free because by submitting his life to Jesus, Jesus has set him free. And that is true freedom. And that is rest for your soul. Would you join me in prayer? Dear Lord, you know how difficult life can be. You know the burdens we carry. You know how hard it is to make it in this world. Thank you for giving us the promise of rest in Jesus Christ. That if we give Jesus our lives, if we submit our lives to Him and take His yoke upon ourselves, we will be free and we will find rest for our souls. Thank you, Lord, for your promise, and help us to do it, Lord. Help us to find our rest in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.